question from the DrewNorad.com coaching group. This one I thought I'll do a video on as well. Bit of a deep dive. Quick one though. Question is from a young man. He was 26. And the question is, I've been reading lots of negative experiences with vasectomies. Have you experienced any, Dr. D? Or are you any of you fellas in the group who got one? I know I'm young at 26, but I don't want kids. Fantastic question, bro. And this is what you really got to understand in life, is you got to take advice from the people who are getting the results you desire. And unfortunately now in today's world, there's a lot of people out there lying to you about their results, or using AI or BS or exaggerations or whatever, and just frauding you into taking your money, selling a dodgy product or whatever, and you're not going to get results, all right? So in terms of, let's talk about vasectomies. Yeah, you jump on any forums. Oh, you had a vasectomy, but are these real people, all right? Are these real people? I'm a real person. You know me, all right? And you're in the group. There's guys that have had vasectomies in the group. You know, they're real people. So in terms of, like, my dad had a vasectomy. My Uncle Joe had a vasectomy, all right? And my Uncle Joe, he was a big inspiration for me to get a vasectomy. So I was like, so what happens? You know, do they cut your balls off? You know, did your dong stop working? He's like the biggest fuckboy ever. He's just like, you know, he's from London and stuff. He's just, you know, back in the day, you know, Mr. Party Man. And he's just like, bro. He's just laughing. I was like, okay, this is hype I heard. This is hype I read on the internet. Hype I read in books. You know, get a vasectomy, man. It's the best thing I ever did. Right? It's the, if you want freedom in your life, guys, and you're having sex with women, or you plan to have sex with women, get a vasectomy. Okay? I'm 46. Look at the women I have in my life. I wouldn't have these women in my life if I had kids. Because if I had kids, I wouldn't have the money, time, freedom, health, energy, vitality that it takes to have these sort of women in my life, okay? All right? Now, I'm not throwing shade at anyone out there who's had kids. If you've had kids, you're meant to have kids. I'm just saying I knew what that responsibility is, having children. I saw my friends, I saw my family, and I'm like, that ain't for me. I knew at an early age, kids ain't for me. I knew when I was like 12, I reckon. I was 8 or 12, I'm going to be a bachelor. I don't want to have kids. I want to have this. I was going to ride my bike around having freedom. I was saying that to my auntie and uncle back in the day. Oh, you'll change your mind. You'll have kids one day. And they were being, you know, just fair about it and that. And no, they were wrong, you know. And it wasn't me trying to, like, prove they're wrong. I just knew it wasn't for me because I just saw the struggle town. Right? I saw the struggle town in my family and friends, teachers. And I saw that ain't for me. And so people, I would just use condoms. Fuck you. Do you see the chicks I bang, man? Fuck, I ain't using no condoms on them. Fuck that, bro. I'm going balls deep, man. You know what I mean? You got a girl. I got guys out there that got girlfriends. I'm like, you're running rubber on her, man. Man, what the fuck? If hypothetically, you know, like, no, actually, I can't say this to YouTube. Yeah, I talk some X-rated stuff to my guy friends in real life, you know, like, I'm just like, what? You're running rubber on her? Damn. Your girlfriend or your wife? What? What are you doing, pull out? You're not even nut inside? Like, that doesn't even count. If you're not nut inside, it doesn't count, you know? You didn't really bang her, right? If you didn't full cream pie her during ovulation, in my opinion, you didn't fully do your duty as a man. Your duty as a man is to find a woman and have consensual adult intimacy with, and that involves busting your ejaculate deep all over her cervix. Okay, can I say that on YouTube? I don't know. Anyway, I did. But you know, that feels good, man. It's like doing a running race and just pulling out. It's like I did a running race in the weekend, like 12k, paid $80 to do it, signed up, got the chip. Got the number, got there on time. It's like me putting all that effort in, and just before the finish line, I just stop and just walk off course. Don't get my name recorded. Don't get my time. Blah blah. Just done. Done. It's like, what is that? Pulling out? What the fuck? I'll pull out of bike races. I'll pull out of running races. I've got an injury. I ain't pulling out of my chicks. All right. Fuck that. No. What? Damn. You know, it's crazy. I can't imagine having sex and pulling out. Like, what? Even rubber, man. I for a joke one time, I ran a rubber with Natasha, you know, for about 10 strokes. I'm like, this is shit. Pull it off. Bam. Skin on skin. Balls deep. Raw. Blasting. I take zinc tablets for bigger loads, man. It feels amazing. High testosterone, high estrogen, high zinc, high seminal volume. Just boom. That, for me, is one of the best feelings out there, okay? But hey, I'm crazy like that, maybe. So when I hear guys vasectomy, I don't want to get a vasectomy. This is a voice, I'm not to this person, just in general. When I hear people say, I don't want to get a vasectomy, I was like, man, fuck, this is beta shit. You know, like, do you want to be like Andrew Tate and pinned down with kids the responsibility? Like, imagine how bad he feels for the future of his kids, daughters or sons, whatever he's got. Like, what sort of future are we bringing into the world? But anyway, this young man here, he's like, I don't want to have kids. He understands what's going on. So let me get back on topic. Dude, get the vasectomy. All right, don't go and see some backyard dude with a pair of pliers and a barber's razor. Go to a legitimate vasectomy surgeon. If you're in Australia, I'd recommend Dr. Snip. If you don't know, if you're not in Australia, then come to Australia, see Dr. Snip. If you're not, that's not possible, okay? Email Dr. Snip's office in Australia and say, do you have anyone in my country you'd recommend? He probably does. And his daughter does vasectomies as well. Like, Dr. Snip in Australia, I've sent so many people to him. Of all the guys I've sent to get vasectomies, nobody has come back to me long term. Said, I'm in pain. I'm in pain. Yes, some of the young guys were like running marathons the weekend after, or just smashing all these Thai chicks in Thailand and stuff. Like, dude, you gotta rest for like a week or two, man. Like, listen to your body. Yeah. So then they had a bit of a delayed recovery time and just a bit sore nuts. Like, yeah, going out there like second night, they're doing threesomes with these Thai chicks on Tinder and Bumble and just getting full Thai bowl suck and just all this crazy shit, man. I'm like, dude, you can't be getting your balls sucked by an experienced Thai chick the 48 hours after you vasectomy. Like, you shouldn't put your balls in anyone's mouth for at least a week, all right? And even then, definitely not an experienced Thai chick who's just going to suck them, you know, like, just come on, guys, what are you thinking? She's like, calm down there, all right? Just calm down. If you know, all right? If you know, you know, man. So yeah, you just gotta, you know, relax on that, man. Don't put your balls in anyone's mouth for at least a week, I reckon. And if it's a really experienced chick, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, you know, because some girls out there really know what they're doing, and you really got to be careful with that in your terms of recovery. So that's the biggest thing, is putting your balls in someone else's mouth too soon. All right, have a break from that just for 2 or 3 weeks at least. But it depends on the girl. She got skills or not. If she doesn't have skills, then you're okay. But if she got skills, then just let your balls decide how much is recovery time. I didn't take any painkillers afterwards. I didn't take any ice or anything like that. Putting ice in your testicles, I don't recommend. Painkillers, I don't recommend. You want to feel some pain. Not during surgery. I just use a general anesthetic. Local anesthetic. Generals, when they knock you out, that is like pussy pansy stuff to get knocked out for a vasectomy. Locals, where they just dab it a bit and just a little sting, burn it, no worries, easy done. 2 out of 10, get it done. I've never heard of anyone having complications in the real life. All the people I talk to long term, and I've spoken to a lot of men about this, thousands and thousands of men since 2005, right, in real life, right, in email, like real people, okay? And everyone's like, dude, the best thing I ever did, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Or those thousands and thousands of men would include the testimonials I've had from the women that have had these guys. And they're like, yep, great, Harley. I don't agree with what else you're doing, but I agree with the vasectomies. Good on you. Keep going, mate. So there you go. That's a quick one. Vasectomy for the win. Dr. Snip, don't hesitate. Don't bother delay. Well, what if you change your mind? Well, you can be a beta and get it reversed. But what if you have kids and change your mind? Damn, I feel sorry for those kids. There's billions and billions. There's billions of people out there today, and there's millions of orphans out there today, okay? Like, what are we doing still having, pumping out kids inside? It's just, it's insane. Well, I want to have kids. That's my entitlement. That's my right. Yeah, it is your right and entitlement. Like, but have some compassion, people. Like, what are we doing, mate? All right? And guys, what are you doing having the fear of pregnancy, putting that into women, right? Like, well, come on, like, women want to have kids, I get that, but not, women don't want to have kids every time they have sex, right? It is the best, women use me for my cock, right? Not just because of the girth and the length and the hardness, OnlyFans if you know, but because of that safety I can provide. A girl can get off, I can give a good G-spot raking with my dong, blast inside her when she's coming. That's the best feeling, I reckon, is when a girl's coming and you just pause it for 5 seconds, 6 seconds, and then you just count down 7, 8, 9, BAM! And you're just spurting as she's coming. She's tailing off. Then she comes up again and you're just like, cervix just gooed with your man juice, with your DNA all over that cervix. Fuck yeah, man. Vasectomy for the win. And a lot of many, many women out there have never had that level of sexual intimacy when they're orgasming G-spot on ovulation day and you're milking your man juice, your man milk, all of their cervix. That's a special type of sex. Do not do that to a woman unless you want her around in your life, okay? Women get very addicted to that level of sexual experience. So only do that to women you want to keep around. And that is like, that is some, that needs to be talked about. But not many guys can relate to that one. And that is sad.